Russia is indeed on the march. It's vowing to rebuild its economic and military might and regain a strong role in world affairs. And it's seeking another prize as well, dominance in professional sports. As Laura Lynch reports from Moscow, it's starting with hockey.
At an outdoor rink in northern Moscow, the fabled and fierce Russian winter has yet to deliver this season's supply of ice and snow. And so the kids here are practicing with rollerblades and a rubber ball. In this working-class neighborhood, they love their hockey and their homegrown hockey stars. 11-year-old Yevgeny adores Alexander Ovechkin. Yevgeny says he's got the player's team shirt and his autograph, and when he plays, he tries to play just like his hero. But it's not easy for Yevgeny to watch Ovechkin. That's because the Russian plays far away for the Washington Capitals. 12-year-old Olga loves him, too. She'd love to see him come home, but she understands. What's best for him is what's best for me, she says, because I like him. He's my favorite. And what's best for him and best for so many other Russian and European players is to go to North America, where the big hockey money is. At least it's been that way until now. Russia has decided, as the specter of a new Cold War looms, to take a shot directly at the National Hockey League. The Russian national anthem signals the start of tonight's game in the new Continental Hockey League. It has 24 teams, an array of brand new slick arenas, and ultra-rich businessmen with deep pockets who are ready to pay players top dollar. The league now boasts dozens of former NHL players who have returned. Hockey writer Sergei Bodoyeva says it's only a matter of time before the new league empties the NHL of its Russian reserves.
We're not asking. We're going to bring our players, our Russian players, back. In the early 1990s, when our country was on its knees, it was robbed. So now that we can, we should bring our precious resources back.
Those were dark days. In the midst of political turmoil and economic collapse, many players raced to get out, to get to North America. But boom times are back, built on the back of the energy industry. And so, increasingly, those who headed west seeking their fortunes are now heading east again. Game over. The players are getting ready to board the team bus. They include the undisputed star of the league, Czech-born Jaromir Jagr. He left New York's Madison Square Garden to play in Omsk in Siberia. The money is good, no doubt. But Jagr says what's more important to him is that he likes what the league is doing.
You know, there's just first year, and I think it can get better and better and better. I'm not going to compare it to the NHL because there's huge history behind NHL. But I think it's good for the players. They have an option. You know, stay in NHL. If nobody wants them, you know, they can come and play pretty good league here, you know.
Still, the NHL is already complaining. Players are abruptly leaving. Contracts aren't being honored. Jagr doesn't feel much sympathy for his old bosses who freely raided foreign leagues for years.
Don't forget, the NHL did it all the time before. First time probably in history happened, some guys from NHL coming back in Europe. You know, people shouldn't forget that there was a lot of guys who had a contract in Europe just went and play NHL and nobody really cared before. All of a sudden, everybody cares.
As the arena empties out, workers carefully lower the banks of TV lights. Others clean the stands and the ice. Everyone knows there's a lot at stake here. The NHL has been eyeing expansion into Europe. Now the Continental League is poised to do that too. It's even talking about pushing into Asia. Jaromir Jagr's coach in Russia, Canadian Wayne Fleming, says the NHL better watch out.
You know, they've come a long way in a very short period of time, and you know, I can see expansion coming here very quickly. Different countries into the league. I think you'll see a better product, and you will be able to attract, you know, top caliber athletes. And some players will come back to Europe maybe a little earlier than previously, as far as extending their career over here.
If that happens, if Russia's newfound wealth survives the current economic crisis, it will not only be good for Russian hockey and the players. Russians say it will nurture their nation's pride. And it's believed that it can still play in the big leagues. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in Moscow.